Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 21.
We've been sharing with you the last several weeks about the Word of God and the freedom that comes from the Word. And the Word of God, it will set you free. And so if you could ever get a little bit of a taste of that or a grasp of that, it'll change your life forever. And the Bible is not something that you read one time, put it down. I've read that. And I know a lot of people, they write a whole lot of things, whether it be teaching books or fiction or novels, whatever. And you read it once, and you don't need to read it again. You got the story. Once again, it is just a story. But the Word of God is the living Word of God. The Bible says it is sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing asunder, in two, of soul and of spirit. My dad, Dr. Lester Summerall, had a teaching about body, soul, and spirit that's been adopted by a whole lot of preachers around the world. But it was this, and it came from Thessalonians, that I pray that your whole body, soul, and spirit be preserved blameless. And a lot of people says, well, the two are intermingled. Well, no, why would it be separate then in that scripture if they were just supposed to be separate items in our lives? And so it is body, soul, and he defined it as your mind, your emotions, and your will, and your spirit, your gut connection, your eternal connection. And so your body, we understand that one. It's the carcass that hauls around from place to place, and it amazingly can last a very long time. And then your soul, which is your mind, your emotions, and your will, that needs to be renewed day by day. And then your spirit is your God connection that's going to go to heaven. When your body goes to the ground, your spirit goes up. The Bible tells us concerning life and death, that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so what goes up? Not your body. That's the thing that goes into the ground. And not your mind. No, your thinking process, because you don't think anymore. You don't need to think anymore, or reason anymore, or work with numbers anymore, or look through a computer anymore. No, you're in the presence of Almighty God. Know everything, see everything. Anywhere, everywhere. New body, new mind, new everything in the presence of God. Well, we get to go there. And so the Word of God gives us a glimpse of that and instructs us in that way and takes us in that direction of correcting those things that might be off kilter, body, soul, and your spirit. And making sure you're going in the right direction. And that's why with the Word of God, you don't read it once and say, I've got it all. But no, you daily get new revelation. And sometimes reading the same scripture two and three and four, three dozen times over again, something else would just pop off that page and said, oh, how did I miss that last time? And something new and fresh every single day from the Word of God. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4, whereby we are giving exceeding above expectation, above our belief, above our imagination. You're giving exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. So how do we get to have the divine nature? Going to school? No. Listening to a philosopher? No. No, you get it by receiving the Word of God, the promises of God, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through diverse attractions. And of course, the King James uses the word lust. And so, yeah, there's going to be all kind of rabbit trails you could go down, and they all lead to a dead end. But the promises of God will keep you on track, keep you happy, keep you full of joy, keep you full of faith, hope, and trust when things are the brightest, and also when things are the darkest. the Word of God will keep you going in the right direction. All right. Psalm 37, verse 23. 37 and 23. The Bible says, the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, and he delights in his way. The Bible tells us there is a way that seems right unto man, but the end is destruction. You know, you're in trouble when you say, well, I think it's this, or I think it's that. Well, sometimes what you think is not full of information. It maybe just might be an emotion, or might be, to coin a phrase that has been used here lately, it could be fake news. And you don't know all the details. You don't know what's happening. You don't have the Word of God as your base. And you think it might be to the left. You think it might be to the right. Or you think it might be up. You might think it might be down on any particular subject. But when you get a hold of the Word of God as your core, as your source, as the way you live and breathe, oh my goodness, it changes every single thing in your life. And that's when you need to pray, oh God, help me today. I've read your word. I've studied your word. Lord, I pray it has a life-changing impact, not only on me, but to those that I touch. God did not create you just so that you could go to heaven. He created us so that we could take these words, live these words, and bring light to a desperate, hurting world. And we don't need to go to the depths of Africa or India or China or anywhere else. You can go to your neighbor. You can go to your neighbor wherever you live and see somebody that is in a desperate situation. They're living in absolute total darkness. And you're the one that's supposed to be the beacon of light that is reflecting Jesus, that brings hope to the hopeless, brings healing to those that are ill, salvation to those that are lost, and is based totally on the precious Word of God. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.